I'm joined by the Observer's foreign affairs editor, Peter Beaumont, who is in Cairo. Peter, it sounds like the situation across Egyptian cities is deteriorating.
Yes, I'm just across Cairo now from the pro-Morsi demonstration outside the presidency in Heliopolis to Tahrir Square. But we're hearing from state TV and radio there have been clashes in various cities. In the canal cities of Port Said, Ismailia and Suez, the headquarters of the Muslim Brotherhood's party, the FJP, have apparently been set on fire. I just listened to the radio now, to Egypt Radio, was listening to a report about sort of, you know, arguments in mosques where the preacher has been trying to sort of encourage people to follow the pro-Morsi line, support the decree, you know, being pulled away by anti-Morsi demonstrators. And there'd been some widespread anticipation there'd be trouble, and it's not quite clear what the trajectory of this at the moment is. But, you know, clearly what happened yesterday, this kind of widening of President Morsi's powers by this decree has even polarized what was already a pretty polarized political situation here.
And there were already some protests planned anyway. Do you think this has taken it to a whole nother level, though?
Yes, I mean, this year is the anniversary of the protest that took place in Mohammed Mahmoud in Cairo, which were violent, and in fact, no one's really been brought to justice for that. And so there had been planned protests this week, and there have been clashes going on since Monday in this area of central Cairo. But, I mean, what has happened with this decree is it seems to have spread to other areas. The level of anger amongst the sort of the opposition to Morsi has reached a new level. It's difficult to know whether this is just going to be, you know, a one-day wonder, because the demonstrations, in fact, have been dropping off in the last year. But, I mean, this seems to have set the tensions, simmering tensions in Egyptian political society back against each other in a very clear fashion.
And is there any sense of a kind of unified opposition movement? Because I know one of the sort of bugbears amongst many Egyptians who oppose Morsi has been that there's always been various people with different factions and different interests.
No, I don't think it has. And in fact, just having just come from, the Muslim Brotherhood demonstration in Heliopolis, I mean, you know, one of the points they make, and actually fairly, is that the people in Tahrir are essentially not united. They say that one of the misconceptions of outside observers is that somehow this represents a unified bloc. And they say, look, these are people who are only, you know, they didn't get their own way politically, they're not united, they're serving their own interests, and actually we represent a much more united Egypt.